program, transcribed, presented by Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky, get better taste today.
Friends, smoking enjoyment depends on taste, and taste alone. Yes, in a cigarette, it's the taste that makes the difference. And you can taste the difference in a Lucky Strike. So mild, so smooth, so firm and fresh, with better taste in every puff. Yes, Lucky's taste better. And here's why. First, LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Fine, mild tobacco that tastes better. There's no substitute for fine tobacco, and don't let anybody tell you different. Second, Lucky's are made to taste better. In fact, they're the best made of all five principal brands. Yes, that's a fact, established by tests measuring those important factors of workmanship that affect the taste of cigarettes. Tests made in the research laboratory of the American Tobacco Company and verified by leading independent laboratory consultants. So remember, your smoking enjoyment depends on taste, and taste alone. And you'll find Lucky's taste better. Always so mild, so smooth, so firm and fresh, with better taste in every puff. Make your next carton Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky, go Lucky Strike today.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
You see, Don, you said it very well.
Yes, dear, I can do it all right here at home, but if I had to do it on the program, I'd be a nervous wreck. I can't face Jack after the mistake I made on his television show. Imagine me saying, be lucky, go happy.
Well, perhaps you'll feel better by the time Jack gets back from New York.
Oh, is he going to New York?
Yes, he's going to try to get his song published. As a matter of fact, he called a few minutes ago to say goodbye. The time he called, he and Rochester were in the midst of their last meeting.
All right, guess that does it.
Are you sure you pack everything?
Uh-huh. Say, Mr. Benny, you do so much traveling. Why don't you get some new luggage?
Rochester, I wouldn't part with these bags for anything. They were with me through my entire career.
They were?
Yep. Now, you take those two bags over there. I was just a youngster leaving home when my father went out and bought them for me.
Your father bought them for you? Where were you going?
He didn't care as long as I went. You know, Rochester, if these bags could only talk, I mean, the stories they could tell of my first days in show business.
What was your first act like?
I was a concert violinist.
No!
Yes, I was. In fact, that's why I wrote my song, to satisfy the music in my soul.
When you say, I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you. When you ask me to forgive you, I'll return.
What a song. You know, as soon as I get off the train in New York, I'm taking it straight to a publisher. By the way, where did you pack my song, Rochester?
In that big bag.
Good.
You'll find it between your underwear and your sandwiches.
Did you wrap the sandwiches in wax paper?
No, we didn't have any.
Gee, I hope nothing from the sandwiches gets on my song.
Personally, I hope nothing from the song gets on the sandwich.
Never mind that. I'll answer the door, Rochester. That's Miss Livingston. She's going to New York with me. Coming, coming. Hello, Dollface.
Why, Blue Eyes, I didn't think you cared.
Oh, I thought it was Mary. Come on in.
Hey, Jackson, I'm glad I caught you before you left for New York. I wanted to thank you for lending me that $1,000 2 weeks ago, and I'm happy to say that I can pay it back to you right now.
The $1,000? You can?
Yeah. Here you are.
Thank you, Phil. Excuse me, just a minute. Hello, Prudential? This is Jack Benny. I'd like to cancel that life insurance policy I took out on Phil Harris. Thank you. Goodbye.
Jack. Jackson, do you mean to say that after you loaned me that $1,000, you took out an insurance policy on my life?
Certainly, Phil. That's just good business.
But how come I didn't know about it? Wasn't I supposed to sign the application?
Well, I signed it for you.
Well, that's awful, Jackson. You mean you forged my act?
Well, I can do that. It's in your contract.
Oh. Well, what kind of a policy did you take out on me?
$1,000, straight life.
Well, didn't you know that by paying a little extra, you could have got double indemnity?
I knew it, but I didn't want to be tempted. I'm only human, you know.
Excuse me, Mr. Benny.
All right, Chad.
Hello, Mr. Harris. Mr. Benny, will it be all right if I take next Sunday off?
Let's see. Next Sunday,
I have a date.
A date? Oh, with Susie?
No, this is a new girl, and I can only see her on Sundays.
Oh, does she work the rest of the week?
No, she hasn't got a job.
Then why can you only see her on Sundays?
Her boyfriend is on the Amos and Andy show.
Oh.
I got him the job.
All right, Rochester, you can have Sunday off.
Thanks, boss.
Come in. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Phil.
Just call me Dollface.
Phil, it was a mistake.
Say, Jack, I came here by cab, and the driver hasn't got change for 20. Can you lend me a dollar?
Sure, Mary, here.
Thanks. Excuse me, fellas, I want to pay the cab.
Look, Jackson, I think I'll be running the
line. Oh, wait a minute, Phil. Phil, wait a minute.
Huh?
I'm glad Mary stepped out. I want to ask you something.
What?
Well, while we're back east, Mary will spend all her time in Plainfield, and, well, I may want to go dancing with a girl some night in New York. Do you know any numbers?
Jack. You dog, you.
Phil, Mary will be back soon. Don't you know any girls in New York? I mean, can't you give me a few numbers?
Well, Jackson, I can do better than that. I'll give you my old address book. Yeah. Whoop.
I dropped it. Phil, that's your address book?
It's got over 1,200 pages in it.
1,200 pages of nothing but girls' names?
There's also some comments by the author.
All right, Phil, thanks for the book. I'll have it crated and shipped to New York. I really appreciate it, you know.
I took care of it, Jack. Are you ready?
Just about.
You know, Jackson, I think you're kind of silly going to New York just to have your song published.
I'm not silly, Phil. I just have a lot of faith in my song.
Jack's right, Phil. Most of our prominent composers today start as one big hit, like Hoagy Carmichael.
Yeah, he got his start with Stardust.
And Cole Porter.
That's right. He wrote Night and Day.
And what about Joe Rhines?
Yeah, what about... Wait a minute, Mary. What did Joe Rhines write?
Hey, Jack, the foaming cleanser.
Look, kids, if you two are trying to make fun of me, you're wasting your time. I'm going to New York, and we're... Oh, come in! Oh, it's Dennis.
Yeah. I came by to see if you like the song I'm going to do on next Sunday's program.
Well, I'm glad you did come by, Dennis. Not only do I want to hear your song, but I'd hate to go away without saying goodbye to you.
Look, let's get this over with.
What?
I feel awful.
Why? What's the matter, Dennis?
Well, I'd never eaten oysters in my life, and everybody keeps telling me how good they are, so this afternoon I ordered some for lunch. Ooh, my stomach.
Well, kid, maybe you got stuck with some bad oysters. Were they spoiled?
How should I know?
Well, he should be able to tell when you take them out of the shell.
Oh, out of the shell!
Dennis, Blue Point Head. Sing your song.
Okay, but if I rattle a bit on the high notes, blame the shell.
Never mind, just sing, will you?
Speak to me in accent sweet.
Wonderful. It'll be great on the program.
Gee, thanks.
Now, Mary, we'd better get going to the station. I'll call Rochester and tell him to get the car out.
Oh, you don't have to, Mr. Benny. I'll drive you down in my car.
Oh, good, good.
Look, Jack, I'm going to be running along. Say, look, if I want to contact you in New York, where do you be staying?
Oh, the same place I always do, the Acme Plaza Hotel.
Oh, Jack, not that dump again.
Mary, it's not a dump. Some very famous people stay there.
He's right, Libby. Last time we were in New York, I visited Jackson at the Acme Plaza, and I noticed that Hosea Thurby was staying there, too.
Are you sure?
Certainly, I'm sure. He had the room right next to Jackson, and he had his name on a sign hanging on the outside of his door, Hosea Thurby.
That was Do Not Disturb. Hosea Thurby.
Just trying to help you. So long, Libby. Have a pleasant trip, Jackson.
Thanks, Phil.
See you when we get back, Phil. All right, Dennis, come on. We'll go in your car.
Say, Jack, when you're in New York, do you think you'll find time to come out to Plainfield and have dinner with my family?
Oh, sure. I'd love to have... Dennis, if you're going to make a turn, make it.
I'm not going to make a turn.
Then why do you keep sticking your hand out?
I want to see if it's raining.
What?
If it is, I'll stop and put the top up.
Jack.
Wait a minute, Mary. Wait a minute. I'm trying to figure that one out. Now, let's see. If the top is down, why does he have to stick his hand out to see if it's raining? Dennis.
Quiet. I'm trying to figure it out, too.
Thank goodness. Here's the railroad station. Dennis, pull up to the main entrance.
Okay.
Watch your step, Mary. Well, thanks, Dennis. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a nice trip.
We will. Goodbye.
Bye, Dennis.
Goodbye.
Why isn't there a porter around when you want one?
A porter? Jack, you always carry your own bag.
Well, I can't this time. Yesterday, I hurt my shoulder.
Carry your bag, sir?
Yes. But first, would you mind signing these papers?
Jack, what's that all about?
I told you I hurt my shoulder. If he signs these papers, he can get his tip from the Blue Cross. Just sign right here, boy, huh?
Mister, I don't know who you are, but I've been a porter at this station for a long time, and only once before did I run across a man who presented a similar situation.
Who was that?
I don't know who he was, but it was 20 years ago, and he got off a train that arrived from Waukegan.
Yeah, come on, Mary, let's go.
I'll never forget him. He had a violin and gypsy earrings.
Mary, come on, let's go.
Well, after I carried his bag out to the taxi stand, I held out my hand.
Did you get anything?
Get anything? He charged me 2 bits for reading my palm.
Mary, let's go. We're not interested in this man's life.
Here's your baggage check, sir.
Thank you. Come on, Mary, let's go in the station. Gee, look at all these people here.
Yeah.
Train leading on track 5 for Anaheim.
Mary, let's go over to the information desk, see if our train's going to leave on time.
Attention, please. Attention. The train for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga will be delayed indefinitely. Definitely is 2 miles this side of Cucamonga.
Now, let's see. There's the... Nobody else has that kind of stuff happen at the station. I mean, there's the information desk. Oh, pardon me, mister, but is the super chief leaving on time?
I don't know.
What gate does it leave from?
I don't know.
Well, what track does it leave on?
I don't know.
If you don't know anything, what are you doing behind that information desk?
I had to get behind something. I ripped my pants.
Come on, Mary. Let's go.
Attention, please. Attention. Will the holder of baggage check number 6847-35904 please go to the station master's office? You have just won a turkey.
Imagine laughing off a turkey at a railroad station. But can a guy find out what time his train leaves? No.
Jack, they just put up the notice on the bulletin board. We have 20 minutes.
Oh, good. But that'll give me time to go to the newsstand.
Yes, I want to get some magazines, too.
See, I hope the porter will be careful with my luggage. I brought along 600 sandwiches.
600 sandwiches?
If this train gets snowbound, I'll make a fortune. Mary, I think the newsstand is over here.
Say, Jeanette. Jeanette, look, there's Mary Livingston. Ain't she the lucky one?
Yeah, imagine having Jack Benny on your arm.
Oh, is that who that is? I thought she won the turkey.
Attention, please, attention. The Sunset Limited now arriving on track 8. The El Capitan now arriving on track 6. And you'll never guess what's happening on track 4.
What?
Mary,
what magazine do you
read? Hurry, hurry, hold on.
Mary, what magazines do you
read? Oh, Jack, look. Isn't that Don Wilson's wife over there?
Where? Oh, yeah. Oh, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking for you, Mr. Benny.
Well, didn't Don come down with you?
No, Mr. Benny. He's just too ashamed to face you after that mistake he made.
On my television show? But it was nothing. Anybody could have said, be lucky, go happy, instead of be happy, go lucky. All he did was twist a word around. That's
all aboard. Train now leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Mangakuka.
You see, anybody can make a mistake. Oh, look, Mrs. Wilson, the Sportsman Quartet is here, too.
Yes, Don wanted me to bring them down to give you a send-off.
Oh, they didn't have to do that.
But they wanted to, Mr. Benny. You're going back east where the weather's pretty chilly right now, and they want to give you some advice.
Oh.
Tell him, boys.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, careful, Mr. B. Eat an apple every day. Go to bed by 3. Take good care of yourself. Pass an MVP. Be careful crossing streets. Ooh, don't eat meat. Ooh, cut out sweet. Ooh, you mustn't gain a pound. You're on TV. If you ever feeling bad, call a doctor too. Take good care of yourself, 'cause we all love you. When you're buying cigarettes, buy the brand you like. Take good care of yourself, smoke a lucky strike. When you're driving in a car, or you're on a high, take good care of yourself, smoke a lucky strike.
There'll be no puff that rocks.
Ooh.
Sure enough.
Ooh.
No rough puff.
Ooh. Why not be happy and go lucky? Lucky have a better taste. That's a fact you see. Ground birds, fully packed camels and their teeth. We never care about the weather when we get together. We light a lucky strike.
Thank you.
Attention, please. Attention. Will the holder of baggage check number 6847-35904 please come and get this turkey? Please? Oh, shut up.
Jack, I've got the magazine, so let's get on the train.
Okay.
Oh, mister.
Yes, Porter.
I can't find your space on the train. May I see your ticket?
Yes, here you are.
Yeah, no wonder I couldn't find it. This is a coach ticket.
A coach ticket? Well, I don't know how that happened, but I better go and change it and get a Pullman.
Yes, sir. And here's 15 cents.
15 cents? What's that for?
Your bag fell open, and I ate one of them.
Oh, thanks, thanks.
Man, what peanut butter.
Come on, Mary. I want to get my ticket changed to a Pullman. Let me see. Where's the ticket window? Oh, here's a window that isn't busy here. Oh, mister. Mister.
Yeah.
Are you the ticket agent?
If I'm not, I made $2,000 today. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to exchange this ticket.
Oh, did you get it for Christmas?
No, I didn't get it for Christmas. Just that this ticket is for the coach, and I'd like to ride Pullman. Now, look, my train leaves in a few minutes, so will you please...
Pardon me, but would you mind if we went ahead of you?
Huh?
We just got married, and we're very anxious to get away. Ain't we, honey?
Well, that's all right. Go right ahead.
Where would you like to go?
Any place. We just want to get away before our parents catch up with us. They objected to us getting married.
They did? Why?
They tried to tell us we're too young.
Too young to really be in love?
They said that love's a word we've only heard in people know the meaning of. And yet we're not too young to know. Our love will last, though years may go.
Well, don't you worry. Someday they may recall. You are not too young at all. Well, here's a ticket and congratulations.
Thank you. And it was very nice of you to let us go ahead of you. Would you like to kiss the bride?
No, thanks.
Everybody refuses. Come on, dear. We're leaving for our honeymoon.
Now, clerk, how about waiting on me?
Oh, yes, you are the Pullman. Here you are, compartment A.
Thank you. Tell me, clerk, do I have to change trains?
Indubitably.
What?
Indubitably is 2 miles east of definitely.
You're insane.
It's saying it's 2 miles north of Dubitably.
Now, cut that out. Just give me my ticket.
All right. All we have to do now is transfer your luggage. Do you have your baggage checked?
Yes.
What is the number?
The number? Oh, here it is. 6847-35904.
Well, you won the magic!
What?
I found the winner!
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not taking that silly bird. Oh, come on, Mary. Let's get on the train.
Ladies and gentlemen, your armed forces are short of 300,000 pints of blood a month. A shortage that may cost us thousands of American lives. We know you're going to give blood. We ask you to give it now. Call your Red Cross today. This is an urgent request. In the Los Angeles area, the telephone number is Dunkirk 45261. Dunkirk 45261. Remember, a gift of blood is a gift from the heart. Thank you. Jack will be back in just a moment. But first...
Be happy, go lucky, get better taste today.
Friends, whenever you want the smooth, mellow, completely enjoyable taste of truly fine tobacco, reach for a Lucky. For the difference between just smoking and really enjoying your smoke is the taste of a cigarette. And Lucky's taste better for two important reasons. First, LSMFT, Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco. Fine, mild tobacco that tastes better. There's no substitute for fine tobacco, and don't let anybody tell you different. Second, Luckies are made to taste better. In fact, they're the best made of all five principal brands. Yes, you'll be happy when you go Lucky, because Luckies taste better. So mild, so smooth, so firm and fresh, with better taste in every puff. So next time you buy a cigarette, try a carton of Luckies. You'll find Luckies taste better.
Be happy, go lucky, go lucky, strike today.
Now let's see. 594, 595, 596, 597, 598, 599, 600. 600 sandwiches. That's what I started out with. How do you like that porter giving me 15 cents just to get a laugh? Oh, good night.
The Jack Benny program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, product of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes. This is Don Wilson reminding you to listen to Your Hit Parade with Guy Lombardo every Thursday night, presented by Lucky Strike. Consult your newspaper for time and station. The Jack Benny program has been selected as one of the programs being heard by our armed forces overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Show as part of the media.
That's right. This is the CBS Radio Network.